Hey, it's me, Yamini, and you're listening to Pillow Fight. If you want more of us, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Pillow Fight Pod. If you love us, leave us a review in the Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We've got an amazing episode in store for you, so buckle up. Thanks so much for listening.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is it so fun?
Pillow fight.
Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Jack Atkins, a student at the University of Chicago who recently participated on season 2 of Netflix's The Circle. You can find more of Jack on Instagram at JackAtkins21 and on TikTok at JAtkins21. In this episode, we discuss the Paul brothers, Meghan McCain's hair looks, and how Rebecca Black is kind of a baddie now.
Fuck. Mary? Kill. Fuck, Mary, kill.
Okay, so for Fuck, Mary, Kill, the first thing I have is that pop star Gwen Stefani and country singer Blake Shelton just tied the knot in Oklahoma at a church that he built specifically for them to get married at, nearly 6 years after meeting as judges on The Voice. Number two, after 25 years together, Britney Spears manager Larry Rudolph just announced his resignation. This decision came after Britney expressed her desire to go on an indefinite work hiatus and after the court denied her request to kill off her conservatorship. Number three, Gigi Hadid penned an open letter to the paparazzi on her Instagram story last week, asking them to blur out her daughter's face in any photos they capture of her because they want their daughter to be able to make her own choices about what of her life is shared in the public eye when she becomes older, and she's now becoming too old to hide from the public gaze. So fuck, marry, kill, Gwen and Blake get married, Britney's manager resigns, and Gigi Hadid's letter to paparazzi about her daughter, what would you do?
Wait, can I ask a brief contextual question?
Yes, yes.
Was Britney's manager, like, was he kind of complacent in the whole conservatorship situation, or was he, like, actually a good presence?
I don't know. Like, he says that he wasn't involved, but he was, like, around with her dad working with him and, like, stayed there through that, and people are saying that I don't think that the Free Britney movement is aligned with him, but he's not a villain in the story either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough then. So, because yeah, the whole Britney thing, I'm very passionate about how messed up it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that whole situation I want to kill because it's so wrong. But maybe if this guy is, like, not a great guy, then him getting out of the picture is, like, a good thing. So I'm going to go with the optimistic perspective on that. I'm going to say I'm going to marry that situation because we got to get Britney's manager the hell out of there. Get mm-hmm. someone. We just got to free Britney. And I'm going to say we're gonna fuck. Obviously, I can swear on this podcast. It's good to know. I'm going to fuck Gigi Hadid and that whole situation. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty reasonable of her. That's like a good, yeah, it's a good way to approach the paparazzi and your child. So it's very respectable. And I'm going to kill the Blake Shelton Gwen Stefani thing. You know, I like, they got a solid relationship, but I think it's a little bit vain to build your own church for your own wedding. that doesn't sit well with me.
Their whole relationship has always just confused me so much. Like, I don't know, maybe the sex is just so good, but, like, what do they have in common? I just, imagining Gwen Stefani, like, in Oklahoma is a strange thing. Like, she grew up not too far from me. Like, she's, like, touted as, like, one of, like, the Orange County success stories. So it's just weird to think about her now being married to this guy in Oklahoma who is just, like, the countryest of country stars, but...
Sometimes it works like that, but who knows?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just go to, like, there's a lot of churches out there already that could use their support.
Yeah. I guess that's it's an interesting way to spend money on your wedding. I know they, like, people really go all out, but buying a designer dress, I feel like, is as far as you go to get something custom made. for your wedding. Yeah. I would also kill their union just because, like, I like them fun. It's just, I thought they were already married, to be honest with you. I saw the headline and I was like, whatever. Britney's manager resigning. So I don't know, like, the full details of his involvement in her career, but I do know that, like, she decided she wanted to go on indefinite work hiatus and she asked for him to resign, basically. And then he did. So it seems like it's positive.
Yeah, it's pro Britney.
Because it's what she wants. So I would marry that. I would fuck that situation because, again, I don't know what's happening after this. It's like good sort of one night stand situation. Fun for the moment. Glad it's happening. I don't know if this is going anywhere. Like, I don't know. I need some more. Information.
There's still a lot that's got to happen before you marry the situation.
And then I would marry the Gigi paparazzi thing because, it was just, like, so reasonable. And she was just like, I want to hang out with my kid in public. Like, can you not post her face? Which I think they're like, she's literally like, you can take as many pictures of me as you want. Just blur out my kid's face, which I think is so fair of a celebrity to ask. And it reminds me a little bit of because we've been talking a lot about, like, with the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle thing about Princess Diana and how, like, just paparazzi was involved in her death and, like, all that stuff. I just think I'm all about ethical paparazzi and trying to find ways to, you know, reform the paparazzi. So I don't think, you know, that's
a step in the right direction, hopefully.
And I don't know if they'll listen to her, but I think that's, like, if that's how she treats the paparazzi, I would marry her because she seems to be a reasonable person who asks for what she wants and is willing to compromise. So also she's very beautiful. So I would marry that situation. But the Free Britney stuff, it's been going on for I'm like, at this rate, I don't know, because I feel like when I was a kid, when I was really, really young, was when this all was, like, beginning. And so it's weird that, like, my whole life has been Britney Spears conservatorship almost.
It's just really not, like, it's just a bad situation. And it's hard in this, like, structure of this game. Like, it's such a complex and, like, deep situation too, to really, like, categorize it.
but
hopefully, like, that's a step in the right. Obviously everyone, like, talk about it way more nowadays too.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully helps things out. But of course, I think recently they just ruled that, like, her conservatorship wasn't going to end, right? Like, anytime soon. So that's not great. We're killing that.
How familiar are you with her boyfriend? Like, their relationship?
I didn't know she had a boyfriend.
Okay. Well, he, like, came forward and was like, yeah, I'm against your conservatorship. But for years, I and so much of the internet thought that, like, he was a handler. Like, someone had hired him to, like, go around places with her and make sure like she was fine. But so that's another, but like, maybe he's just saying that to throw them off the trail. I don't know. He's another really confusing character to me. And her Instagram is just really something else, but it's where it's upsetting. Cause she did, like, a Vegas residency and was on all these TV shows, and she still can, like, buy her own groceries, which is really crazy.
Hopefully things keep trending in a decent direction though, but.
Yeah. Did you feel like your time on The Circle was, like, a condensed version of Britney's conservatorship? You were trapped being controlled by. I've been curious about this. For food, did they just bring you things that you wanted?
Yeah, you just give them, like, a grocery list, and then they'll, like, bring you stuff. But because of where you're in, like, England, the food.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, we're in Manchester.
Okay.
Yeah, so some things like that, like, they don't really, I mean, some of the things, you know, obviously don't match up, like, American cuisine versus, like, British cuisine. So I just did a lot of they'd bring you stuff you wanted, but they didn't really have everything you always wanted, so they'd bring you what they had of what you wanted. So my diet was pretty limited because I also can't really cook, and you'd have to cook everything. Like, they wouldn't bring you, like, you couldn't, like, order food. So, yeah.
Yeah. Was,
but I don't want to compare it to the Britney situation. That's way darker, but I guess in a sense it is, like, sort of.
You got a trial run of what that would be like. Yeah. Because you got to be a star. You had to be controlled. You had to pretend to be someone you weren't. All things that Britney is having to do. What if instead of Lance Bass, it was Britney in the circle?
That'd be great. I hope her dad didn't come with her and play.
Oh man, what if he came and he was playing her as a catfish? I wouldn't put that past him.
Probably not. Yeah, and then we'd all meet him and be like, "Dude, what's wrong with you? Fuck you."
Would you rather? Let's play a game of Would You Rather.
Okay, so Meghan McCain is leaving The View after a lot of tension with her and the other hosts. All the news that's coming out around it makes it seem like everyone else that worked in The View was, like, really pushing for her to leave, and that's what it has seemed like. I don't watch it, but from all the news that's come out before. So I want to know if you would rather work with a bunch of people who hate you or work with people who you absolutely hate, who, like, really like you.
Oh, probably work with people that I don't like, that like me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Partly I'm like, if a lot of people like me, like, even if they kind of rub me the wrong way, like, I'm not gonna feel, like, super bad about them.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, they like me. Like, I can't just hate on these people all day. So even if there's, like, irritating, I feel like you can achieve a little bit more in a work setting too if everybody likes you, even if you kind of have to, like, put up a facade. Whereas if everyone just hates you, it's like, that's, you're just, like, getting bullied in the office.
I think it, like, depends on why they hate you or why you hate them. Because if it's, like, just they're irritating or annoying, whatever, like, I think that's, like, I don't know, anyone can be like that and it's fine, it's work, whatever. If they hated me because they just didn't like me, that would be, like, kind of upsetting. But if they hated me because, like, I don't know, I had a job that they wanted, or, like, I had a different view on something that I believed was, like, right or whatever, then I would rather them hate me. But I think in general, I would rather hate all of them, because I think, you know, that motivates me to work harder to get out of there, I guess.
That's true, right? Too. Yeah, true too.
And it's hard to, like, feel like you can achieve success if everyone's rooting against you, mm-hmm. as opposed to rooting for you. But
yeah.
I'm wondering if, have you seen, like, all those pictures of Meghan McCain's hair?
No, I honestly don't even know who Meghan McCain is.
John McCain's daughter.
Meghan, I got you.
Yeah, and she is really whiny on this show, but she always has these insane hairstyles. Like, they're, like, space buns with, like, two braids in the front, or, like, a ponytail with, like, three. Like, it's very, like, she's about to perform some, like, neo pop song in some Eastern European country in, like, a pink bodysuit, but she's, like, a conservative woman on TV. So it's very odd. I wonder if the hairstylist was against her time. Like, I'm like wondering if that's what that was, because if you're on camera and people are doing your hair and makeup, whatever, and they all hate you, like, that's not good, because then you're gonna be looking.
That honestly might be what it was. Like, yeah, that's, the hairstylist just wants to make her look even worse.
Because it was, like, not even subtle. Like, they were crazy hairstyles.
Can I Google this real quick?
Yeah, go look.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And this is on, like, a daytime talk show.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on. She looks like JoJo Siwa in, like, 30.
Yeah, I feel like that's mean to JoJo Siwa.
That honestly is mean to JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa pulls it off.
JoJo Siwa, I'm ready for her Miley Cyrus Can't Be Tamed arc. You know, like for the day when she takes the bows off and she just is like,
grungy.
I'm gonna be crazy. And she's just like caught smoking weed and like, you know.
How old is JoJo Siwa?
I think she's like 18.
Okay.
I wanna say.
I can't tell if she's like 15 or 25.
Yeah, I mean, like she definitely is in this liminal space where like age isn't real. I think that when she came out, I recently had learned more about her because she had been making news headlines because she has this like girlfriend that looks just like her. They're both like blonde and they're it's classic JoJo Siwa. It's
yeah,
but I like her. I want her. I wish the best for her only, you know. So.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting more pop culture intel for this podcast than I've gotten like the last year and a half. But I'm here for it.
Yeah, well, it is a pop culture podcast mostly. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think the landscape of like children's entertainers right now is really interesting because we've got like on one hand like Olivia Rodrigo, Billie Eilish, and then on the other hand we have like JoJo Siwa. And then I also remember that like one of the Paul brothers is a Disney star.
Yeah, like Jake Paul.
Yeah. So it's very weird, like the people coming out of are like
there's so many like channels now too with like TikTok and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the D'Amelios and like the all the hype house people or whatever. And I just had brunch at Saddle Ranch the other day and I was like,
oh nice.
Are we gonna run into any TikTok
stars?
No star spotting at Saddle Ranch.
No.
Didn't see anyone. But the that was my first time going there. It was just because like someone wanted to go for bottomless because it was cheap. But it was so obvious the waiters were like used to really rowdy 19-year-olds. From the way that they were handling us. And it was like everyone there was like over 21. I think the oldest person at our thing was like 27. And it was just so clearly like they were expecting everyone there to be like a crazy teenager that's like filming everything the whole time.
But, yeah. I mean, I think I've literally been there a few times with that exact archetypes. So but Saddle Ranch has good food though, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
like, food and the drinks, actually I see why it's like it is weird how it like transformed to this influencer spot, but
yeah, it's a strange spot to have become an influencer spot also. Yeah. Because it's like just like so neat, so niche themed.
Yeah.
And there's like randomly a mechanical bull inside and you know, but yeah, their food was good. I had huevos rancheros and it was delicious. And
yeah.
The fact that you can switch between Bloody Marys and mimosas as many times as you want, that's...
I've even been there for brunch. I might need to get involved with that.
That's it's a $19 bottomless, and you can switch back and forth over and over and over again.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
$19.
So I think that, there's a reason why people are going there all the time, but it's definitely like... They've become these places in LA that are... teen star oriented, but I'm like thinking about the wildest like internet star that I had was like Tana Mongeau.
Like you met her?
No, but I had a friend at UChicago actually who had her on Finsta for a while briefly because she went to high school with her, but recently, not recently, like more than recently, got ousted from it because like she was no longer like in the inner circle of people to be getting the intel, but
yeah.
I loved getting it. And Tana Mongeau's insane. So it was like fun to get. I remember like we have our birthdays are like 4 days apart. We're in the same year. And she got married like 2 weeks after her 21st birthday. I remember thinking about like to one of, again, I think that was Jake Paul.
It was Jake Paul. Yeah.
Yeah. Another insane thing. Got time to do Disney to box to, is that Logan? Which one is which? You know the difference.
Logan and Jake do both. Logan's like the one that doesn't fully suck. Like Jake is the one, like Jake not very, like, I think if I hung out with Jake, I'd be like, oh, this kid's a doofus. Like, Logan's actually, like, Logan's the older one, too.
Okay.
But they both do, like, fighting stuff. And they both do, like, all of the same stuff.
Okay. So they just, the only difference is one's less of an asshole.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Logan has, like, long hair, and then Jake has, like, a big beard, I think is a good way to.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, you're teaching me things too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked up a few tricks.
Okay. Number two for Would You Rather. So this month, a gay couple won a Supreme Court dispute with the florist who like refused to do their wedding. Would you rather have a feud that gets settled in your favor in a dramatic way, or just have the feud like settled then and there and get what you want, but not be able to like rub it in the other person's face?
Oh, definitely the latter. Like, I try not to, like, when I was in the circle, I read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've tried to be much less like argumentative and confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it never happens, but like, what's the point? Like,
if
you ran and you like rub it in people's face, that's just like a way to make enemies, and then what does that do for you?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just like talk it out, find a compromise. Although, like, I don't know. If like, I guess if I am like what was it, like a gay couple was initially like refused service at their wedding because
from a florist. I think in that case, like, yeah, you should rub it in their faces. If it's like my friend and I made a bet and they were wrong.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I think the stakes are different. Like if
they are. Because if I'm like, the gay couple, I'm gonna be like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah, yeah. If it's like a moral thing, I would totally rather it be settled in my favor in a dramatic way and I get to be loud about it. But like,
sure.
If it's
just a general debate. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm wrong, I would rather it just be settled then and there.
Of course.
But,
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't go into those things believing that I'm.
Although now that the case was settled, does the florist now have to provide them with the flowers? Like,
I think the florist now has to pay them money.
Okay. Because I was going to say, after that whole, all those shenanigans, like, I don't think I'd want that particular florist then
doing
my wedding.
I think they just had us like some sort of legal settlement involved. And then now
they
there's like,
off and get their own florist.
I think these people already got married. Like, I think they're
the
florist just did some fucked up shit and then they went to another florist who gave them flowers. You know, they got flowers. They didn't get a whole church, but they got flowers. And then they were like, okay, that was fucked up. Then took it to court. It kept getting more and more and more courts. And then it went to the Supreme Court. The idea of like things just going to more and more and more courts is just such a funny concept. Like the way that this country legal system is built is funny when you think about it sometimes. Like, you know, one court takes it and then another court. Yeah. But.
Well, that's probably why I want to settle then and there. Like, even if you're right, you have to spend like a year and I'm sure a decent amount of money to like go through all these steps.
Yeah. See, I think it realistically, I'm too lazy to take something to the Supreme Court. Like, I don't think I have the like execution ability to do that. Like, I have ADHD and it would be an idea and I would dream of it one day, but then it would never happen. But the feeling, if something like that worked out in my favor, it would feel so good, I'm sure.
It would be pretty rewarding. But yeah, it's like, even if I had the most blatant like case for something, I'd probably be like, I gotta go take a nap though. Like,
I
don't know if I want to do all that.
I would feel like I would like write an angry tweet about it, you know?
Yeah.
But that's about it. That's about the extent to which like,
or make like a TikTok, like a rant.
Yeah, and it would go viral or something.
And everyone's like, go sue them, and you're like,
yeah, and people,
I got what I came for.
Like, people are gonna leave like bad reviews on their Yelp, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but, exactly.
Like, I think with the internet, we have enough power to make that happen. So
true.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. These are some good would you rathers, though. I like, you know, tie them in the pop culture.
What has anything been going on, Lily, that you are like intrigued by? I wrote these a few days ago, so it's like a little bit
not really. I'm not like too tapped in with like pop culture. I am probably more so than usual since I'm in LA, but
mm-hmm.
Not nothing crazy. No.
What's been like the most interesting thing about being in LA? Like, what have you?
In like what sense? I guess like any sense, but
any sense. But I mean, like, have you like felt? You're saying that you like have been more immersed in pop culture since being here. Is there like something about being here where you feel like you're in the thick of it more, or is it just like?
I mean, I feel like with some of my friends, I'm kind of like one person away from a lot of like the main, or not main figures, mm-hmm. like especially within like the TikTok influencer realm, like this isn't because I don't really like care that much about Bryce Hall or Tana Mojo, but like I have friends that are like, oh, I'm hanging out at Tana's tonight, so then I like hear about all this shit that's going on, like, and it's just like a lot of the drama is just interesting and like funny to follow, mm-hmm. and then I naturally hear about it through like friends and whatnot, so that's kind of like why I, because then when I'm at school in Chicago, no one's like, yo, did you hear about the party at Tana's house last night? Yeah.
I think that's so interesting to hear about it as like just gossip from your friends rather than like reading about it in like People magazine. I think that's like, well, not People, what it would be, Snapchat news now. That's where like that information goes out.
Or like TikTok,
Yeah. There's like, what is it, TikTok room where all the like, shit goes down, all the drama from TikTok. Oh,
I didn't know about that.
I remember when like Charli D'Amelio got like supposedly cheated on, there was a whole thing, and like I don't know, I know there's like all these outlets where people are talking about all this stuff who don't know any of them, and there's like on YouTube there's full YouTube channels that just like talk about drama. Like when like there's that Jeffree Star James Charles situation, which I was very intrigued watching it all. I don't stand with James Charles now, but his comeback video to that whole situation was like probably one of the best YouTube videos I've ever seen.
Oh really?
Because I remember
was the Jeffree Star James Charles, because I know like Jeffree Star had a situation, I know James Charles had a situation, but I didn't know they had like,
they had a feud a few years ago. I think it was two and a half years ago. It was my third year spring. I remember, so this one woman, Tati Westbrook, who was like 40 years old, made this video talking about how James Charles was like a bad friend to her. And James Charles is, mind you, like 19 at the time, a bad friend to her because he advertised like some other company's vitamins and not her company's vitamins, even though he said he didn't want to advertise vitamins because he didn't want like his like young following to like take vitamins if they didn't need them. Yeah. And he ended up doing the sponsorship because like they got him out of some weird situation at Coachella, and they said only if you do the sponsorship will we let you like whatever. So he did it, and she made this whole video talking about like how like she was just mad at him basically, and there was other information. And then Jeffree Star tacked onto it by being like, he's also like a predator because he's like going after straight men who like and then there's this whole situation at this restaurant where like this waiter came up and he was like being creepy with him. And then James Charles like replied with a video where it was like in response to Jeffree Star, like an apology to Tati, but also like that was an insane thing to make a whole video about, like that's, go into the texts and figure that out yourself. But he made a video that was like all the things Jeffree Star said with like a digital receipt to prove him wrong for like every single one. And it was just like edited. It was just edited so snappily. But I remember being like, wow, he really, because we were really against James Charles for a second. We thought he was the bad guy in the situation. And then
he kind of became the bad guy recently, right?
Yes. I mean, like they're all the bad guys in life, but like in this particular situation.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think the thing with James Charles is though, is like, he was like a 17-year-old who got like super famous. And I don't think there's like anything. I don't think there was anything inherently bad. And then like, then he's now like become surrounded by shit that's like not good and is like going to, like the idea that like 40-year-olds were in beef with him online is just so insane.
Wait, what was that?
Like the whole Jeffree Star Tati thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's honestly something I've picked up on, like being out here, mm-hmm. and like going to like content houses and things like that. Like, I do think for a lot of these people that, like blow up when they're like 16, 17, mm-hmm. like not only does that change your whole perspective, but also most of them don't go to college, which I think is a very like formative period. I think it's a very important
yeah.
for, like, social skills. So a lot of times what I've noticed, like when I'm around, like, you know, 18-year-old TikTok girls, is that they're like pretty like shy and awkward, like high school vibes. Mm-hmm. And I think that probably applies in some way to a lot of like these situations where people, like, if I got put out here when I was like 17, I would totally not know how to act at all. Like,
yeah.
But I just think it's kind of interesting because I don't even think, like, in some of the, like, the instances I'm thinking of, like, I don't think it's even like standoffish or like I'm too good for you. I literally think it's like, oh, like, I don't know how to talk to people. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you, Chicago, is full of people who don't know how to talk to people, though, too. So.
Truth or dare? Truth or dare?
Okay. So, truth or dare?
I will start with the truth.
Okay, so what was the most embarrassing thing that you did while you were on the circle, you were alone, that you were like really scared would make it to air but didn't? Was there anything like that?
I really don't think there was. Like, I tried to be very, I mean, I like, obviously being alone, I would probably do things that are like embarrassing all the time.
Yeah.
Which made air. Like, I'd be like dancing around my room.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like always, like, my kitchen chair, the legs went like outward, like they like jutted outward.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, at an angle. So a good handful of times, like, I'd be like trying to go sit down and like my leg would like always hit the like protruding leg.
Yeah.
And, like, fall. So embarrassing in that sense, like, yeah, just things like that. Or I'd be like singing and things like that, but they couldn't show me singing for like copyright reasons.
Yeah.
But like particularly embarrassing things, not really. I mean, I guess like the makeup challenge and then like crying or whatever. But
I feel like the makeup challenge was honestly kind of mean to do to.
They definitely knew what they're putting me into, but
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, that's what that's what I signed up for. Like, the
yeah.
show is, the show, I think compared to other like reality competition shows, focuses a little bit more on like entertaining moments,
mm-hmm.
like I'm a big Survivor fan. Like, Survivor is I feel like is first and foremost a competition, and then like
yeah.
the thing is, it is like what is very entertaining. It's kind of
yeah.
like kind of a, like a sport in a way. Like, it's competitive. Mm-hmm. The Circle is like, yeah, it's a competition, but they'll also like insert these moments that are like, you know, maybe not the most pure from like a competitive standpoint.
Yeah,
or they'll just like do games that have no bearing. They're just like funny.
Mm-hmm.
Which I totally respect. Like, it's
yeah.
a little bit different. It's a different angle, but yeah. So
yeah.
to me, it was like, yeah, like people have been like, oh, they like rigged it against you, whatever. Like, obviously they knew like I was going to struggle, but
they let you stay.
Yeah. So. Also, yeah. I don't know if like whether that, I genuinely don't know like whether that was like a pre-planned second chance mm-hmm. for somebody, or if it was just like, oh, like we screwed Jack over. Like, we want to do this. So I don't know.
Why did you choose to play as Emily instead of
when I applied, I was down to like do whatever, like
yeah.
be myself or be a catfish. So when I first got called about doing the show, they were asking me like, oh, what do you want to do? And I said, legitimately, like, whatever you guys think is like going to be the most funny, like most entertaining, give me the best chance of getting on the show, I'm down to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's being myself or catfishing. So then they were like, oh, like, we're gonna go talk a little bit, like, we'll get back to you. And then they call me and we kind of like brainstorm on some things. And then they were like, what if you pretend to be a sorority girl? And I was like, I think that would be pretty entertaining. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so then I just like reached out to a few friends, like sent them a few friends, including Marielle. Mm-hmm. And that she was like one of the first people I sent. Cause also at this point, like this was like the middle of the summer last year. Like I didn't have a ton of like girlfriends at the time. Yeah. Like, I had like a handful. So, and I at that point I felt kind of weird, like reaching out to like a random girl being like, hey, can I pretend to be you on this TV show? Mm-hmm. Like, so Marielle, I felt like would be chill with it. Like she also got paid to like let me use her photos and whatnot.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So kind of like pretty quickly, like I was like, I think Marielle would be a good choice because there's like a good juxtaposition between me being like super tall and her being like very short and sweet. And then mm-hmm. the casting people kind of felt similar. So that's kind of like what stuck and we
realized. Yeah.
But I wasn't like, I could see why I would come across this way, but I wasn't, when I applied, I wasn't like, I definitely want to like pretend to be a girl.
No, I feel like even if you were like, I think that there's like you did those like girl chats with like Chloe and Savannah and what was her name? Tara Leisha. That like, well, and just, I just remember when they were like fighting and you were like, yay, love you guys. Like it was, my roommate from Chicago and I loved, like we watched last season together, like at the beginning of the pandemic. And then we were like Zooming watching this one together. And we were just like, that's like, yep. Like he's all of us in this moment. Like,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got mixed reviews on that, but I do feel like up until like the makeup stuff, I was doing pretty solid.
Oh yeah. I think you were, I think that you were like up there for us. We were rooting for you. We were rooting for Trevor. We're rooting for Chloe. And I didn't like realize that you went to Chicago. I knew Mariel, I recognized her face. So I knew that you must have known her, but I, for some reason I was like, he looks familiar. And then I put together that you went to Chicago and then we were like, oh, like this feels very like we're rooting for him. Cause like home base. Yeah.
I could DU.
Yeah.
But the place we all miss so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, it was fun. Like, it was definitely entertaining to do that. It wasn't, mm-hmm. but from, like, a gameplay standpoint, it was not an ideal move. But, like, to me, people were like, oh, Jack, why weren't you yourself? Like, I would have loved to have potentially been myself, but I might not have made it on the show if I was, like, dead set on being myself. So yeah. I'd rather do what I need to do to get on the show than, mm-hmm. like, do what I think is, like, the best for my game and then maybe not get on the show.
Yeah, and you got to be a whole nother guy too.
Yeah, which was also, that was a lot of fun too.
Yeah. Was that like easier to do it with someone else or was it harder? Sorry, I'm really just launching a bunch of questions at you and it's supposed to be harder.
I think in general, it's probably harder, but Lisa was very like, go with the flow, like kind of allowed me to take the lead. Which was really nice because usually I'd like craft up the message or like present an idea and she'd be like, oh, that's a great idea. Like, what if we add this to it? And then it would like kind of all come together. So I think our partnership worked well in that sense. But I do think if you have two like big personalities or two people that really want to like take control of the situation, mm-hmm. it's going to like cause problems. One, like within that duo, two, it might even like be negative in the sense that, you know, if I craft half the messages and then they craft like the other half, they might
the tone
like,
kind is of inconsistent. Lose,
the tone's not
yeah.
consistent.
Yeah.
And then you have like situation like season one with Ed and Tammy. Like, I guess that was a duo, but to me that was like pretty much just Ed playing himself and like his mom like chilling there.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll stop asking questions. You can.
No, you're good. I don't mind.
Yeah. Okay. Throw it back.
Oh, all right. All right. We're going with a truth or a dare.
I'll start with a dare.
Oh, okay. All right. So obviously this has to be like stuff we could do kind of remotely. All right. Read the last message that you sent your ex, or in the thread from, so it might be from your ex or it might be that you sent to your ex.
I can read you the latest one in the thread.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
is that from them?
Yeah, but I also saw her last week. Like, we're fine. This is
oh, okay, that's true.
We just don't text each other. I don't think anything but just some time will help make this feel less shitty for us.
Yeah, it was pretty fine.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to dig up a can of worms.
No. I was like, do I even have saved messages? I think that we have texted more recently than that because that was when we broke up. And I know that we texted several times during the year following, but I got a new phone and I think it only has the oldest ones.
Got you.
Yeah. So the most recent one is probably like, haha, sounds good. Like something like that.
See you later. Like,
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Truth or dare?
I'll switch to a dare as well.
Okay. Can you film a video of yourself singing Friday by Rebecca Black, but change Friday to Monday because it's Monday, and post it on, I don't know, like your Instagram story or like a Snapchat story or something?
Oh, boy.
Whatever you want it to go.
I guess like I'm also a terrible singer. That's like my main concern.
I think that's like kind of the fun of it though. It wouldn't be as funny if it was.
All right, this is definitely going on Snap because there's a few too many people that would All right, but I'm gonna like plug the podcast. Like,
yeah, do it. Go for it.
All right, what's the podcast called again?
Pillow Fight.
Okay. What's good, guys? I'm doing this podcast with you, Chicago alum. It's called Pillow Fight, and I've been requested to sing a little remix of Friday by Rebecca Black. We're changing it to Monday, so it's Monday, gotta get down on Monday. Fun. Looking forward to Tuesday.
To
the rest of the week and the pain that it entails. Thanks for tapping in, guys. Check out Pillow Fight.
Beautiful.
All right, threw it on the story.
Rebecca Black has had one of the best comebacks of all time. Her turnaround. She's like cool now.
Hash? Is she?
Yeah. She's like a cool, like an e-girl with like actual music that isn't bad.
Oh, I didn't know she's like still making music. Like, I definitely like feel like I've heard, let me look at her gram real quick. I feel like I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
Or I haven't really heard anything, which is probably a good thing. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she was like, you can't really be mad at it. She was like, what, 17 in that video?
And yeah, she was younger than that, I'm sure.
She was just having fun with it. Oh, she does look pretty fresh on her gram.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Rebecca.
Yeah.
All right. Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay, I gotta think of this. What's the vibe of like we'll get a little philosophical with
it.
When's the last time you did like actively did something outside of your comfort zone?
Outside of my comfort zone. I'm really in my comfort zone. Let's see. I'm like struck because like this whole year was sitting at home.
Fair. Or maybe to broaden it, maybe it could be like did something that you didn't really think you'd enjoy, and then you like really enjoyed it. Stuff like that.
Yeah. I started playing the mobile game of SimCity, and I didn't think I would like it. My boyfriend loves playing it, and I was visiting him in New York, and he was like, play it with me. And I was like, no. And then I downloaded it 2 weeks ago and I'm on level 30 now. So that's not really outside my comfort zone, but I didn't think I would like it. I'm trying to think of genuinely.
That's a fun answer. Yeah.
Something outside of my comfort zone. I feel like I've been socializing outside of my comfort zone a little more after the pandemic because it's like, yeah. I think I used to just kind of stay in my own like little world and like just like hang out with the same like friendly acquaintances. And now I'm like way more open to meeting new people and talking to people because it's like, I don't know when I'm going to be like shut away from everyone again.
True.
So,
and it's been off the table for so long that it's like, now we have the opportunity again.
Yeah. So I don't know. I got crossed on the 4th of July. That was outside of my comfort zone because I don't like to ingest alcohol most of the time. Because it's just, I'm like unwell for 4 days afterwards. So
really
just, I don't know. Me and like, we're not like hard kombucha and wine and like one cocktail with dinner I could do, but like drinking.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do it. Like freshman year of college, I could do it like 4 times a week and I was fine. And I don't know, like, I'm just old now, I guess, but I don't know how, like at 18, I was able to do that. And
oh no, I remember too, like for the first like quarter of school, I'd like, some nights would be worse than others, but like,
yeah,
we could drink and then I'd wake up for like my 8 a.m. class and be like, all right, like we're all
yeah.
Right.
Now, I just like roll out of bed after like the night after bar night with like my hair smelling like smoke.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's I feel that. I mean, I still imbibe here and there. I don't really smoke a lot, but
yeah.
But I feel you. I mean, that sounds, was it a good Fourth of July in that
fine
sense?
Yeah. I mean, like I wasn't like celebrating the 4th of July. I was just like, you know, where I'm at this person's pool and like, I'm going to have fun and I don't have to drive.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it was fun. Most of the time when I get drunk, I lose all my belongings. That's like partially why I don't do it outside of my home a lot of the time. The summer that like 2 summers ago, I was in LA and I went to some party in the Valley and I left all my belongings with various people all across Los Angeles. That was the most drunk or most hungover I've ever been was the next morning.
Wow.
And I had to like nurse myself to health. I walked to the nearest Whole Foods to like get something to eat. And I just sat there like nauseous, like eating. Then I came back, like sat in my car for like an hour before I decided to like turn it on to drive. Cause I was like, just couldn't do it. Then I had to go like to the Valley, to Santa Monica and to Silver Lake to recover all my belongings in one day. Like
total, that's a lot.
It was a lot. And so that's like kind of a cautionary tale of like why I don't get too drunk anymore. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. So anything else out of my comfort zone? What's something that I want to like do?
What's something you want to do that's like abnormal to like, you know? Or even like, where would you, well, I guess I'll save this for like later, but
I want to try like boxing or something, like an interesting form of physical activity. Like,
should we start training boxing with each other?
Not
against each other necessarily, but
yeah,
like
you're double my height, I think. but yeah, we could begin the journey of becoming boxers together.
Yeah, I mean, like Jake Paul, watch out.
Yeah. Okay, we're the new Paul brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Good answers. Okay. Good answers.
Truth or dare?
I'll go for another truth as well.
Okay. Since being in LA, who's one person that you've heard of like through the grapevine in your wider social circle who's like someone you really just don't want to spend time with?
Wow. Ooh. It's an interesting one. I don't know. Like, there's not, I guess I'm just trying to think of like who are like the corniest like TikTok boys, right? But it's also like you hear about certain people from like a general sense too, like Bryce Hall, for example. I don't know if I'd get it. See, on the surface, he's like not someone you'd think you'd like want to hang out with. But I also know people that have like hung out with him. They're like, oh, he's actually like a pretty solid guy. Like when he did the whole, what was like the old like music app where that like he started on?
Musical.ly?
Musical.ly, yeah. They're like, since he was like doing that Musical.ly stuff when he was younger, he'd like, people like bully the fuck out of him, and so now he's like all, so there's like some underlying insecurities, like, and so he kind of overcompensates to fix that. But and then my friends will be like, but like deep down, like he's a pretty solid guy. So it's like, okay, like watching him on TV, like the kid kind of sucks, but again, I don't want to like judge a book by it's covered like that.
How charitable.
Yeah. But so I don't know if that's my answer or not. I'm trying to think of like who else. There's a couple people like my friends have. Okay, there's definitely like people that my friends that are in like the influencer realm that my friends don't particularly get along with.
Mm-hmm.
Or they like have a bad impression from. Honestly, like none of them are very big people.
Yeah.
From what I could tell, like I couldn't really tell you like any of their actual names.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I guess I guess just like that stuff. But for me, honestly, like not to sound corny, but I always like to give people like a chance.
No, that's
like,
good.
Interacting them with like myself. Like if unless it's like a close friend of mine being like, bro, this person is a horrible person. Like they did this and this and that. Then mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, obviously like I'm not gonna like mess with them. But like if someone I'm like kind of chill with is like, yo, this person's so annoying, I'm like, well, like maybe.
Yeah,
I'm down to give them a chance, but
if they haven't done anything like outright evil,
yeah, it's like if the vibe doesn't line up for some people, like sure, but
yeah,
I mean for me, I've met a lot of people out here, not even like necessarily people like in the influencer, just like a lot of like mm-hmm. Going around LA, like I meet a lot of people, but I have kept like a pretty tight knit group of like friends, I'd say, for the most part, which I think is good, especially in LA, because like you don't want to spread yourself too thin.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely am appreciative of like the friends that I've made here in that sense.
Yeah, that's good.
But is that like is that a fine answer?
Yeah, it's a fine answer. Okay, you threw some shade to Bryce Hall, so I counted as you know it.
Yeah, I threw a little shade,
but Bryce Hall, If Jack meets you, he's willing to change his mind. So.
Yeah, I think the ball is more in Bryce's court at this point. So
yeah,
but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like nights where you just like what I like about LA nightlife a lot is that mm-hmm. it's very unpredictable. Like you could start one place and then by the end of the night it's like, oh, I'm at like Drake's house. Like that hasn't happened to me, but like I feel like it's in the realm of like it's a possibility.
That
like,
wouldn't
things like yeah. that.
That wouldn't happen
like,
in Chicago.
Like when you're out at like UChicago, it's not like, oh, I'm going to go to DU and then Post Malone's going to have me come over. It's like, I'm going to go to DU and like go home and sleep and be upset. So LA, like there has been a lot of nights where like I meet new people and like we mm-hmm. kick it off for the night and then it kind of just like fades out for whatever reason. But I think that's like has its place too. Within mm-hmm. its pool. Like, but truth or dare.
I'll do another dare.
Okay. All right. You gotta call your local pizza shop and order something just completely ridiculous.
Okay. What's the something ridiculous?
That's up to you. Like it could be a pizza with ridiculous toppings. It could be just like a non-pizza item that they just totally don't have.
Okay.
I'm gonna put the ball in your court on this one. I know you got some improv skills from off, so
you can put those to the test. Let's see. Pizza near me. Let's see if we can call this place. Let's try to think what I'm gonna ask. Hi, I was just wondering if I could do an order for takeout. Okay, can I do that at the end?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, can I get, what's like the biggest size pizza you have?
We have an 18-inch. Can I get your first name?
Yeah, my first name is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H.
And your phone number?
My phone number is
949-949-887-2025. All right. So we've got an 18-inch. That's going to be 12 slices.
Okay. I would love to do that. Do you have any other sauce that isn't red sauce? Like, could you do something that's like a little sweeter, like something maybe like marshmallows? And then someone wanted someone was interested in doing doing like truffle on marshmallow is what I heard that would be good, but
I'm sorry, we don't carry marshmallow.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you though.
That was good.
She was like, I did not give my real phone number. So
no,
whoever phone number that was. Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to give my payment info right off the bat. Because I don't want to be charged for this. But the marshmallow pizza.
Yeah, the truffle is a good touch.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking caviar first, but I thought it was a little fancy.
Yeah.
Truffle is like the next step down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, truth or dare? I'll do one last round.
All right. I mean, I've done two truths and one dare, so I'll finish with a dare.
Can you call your mom?
Uh-uh.
And if she'll, do you think she'll respond?
Yeah. Well, it depends what.
And ask. Okay, I have to ask if you were natural birth, if you were adopted, if you were an IVF baby. I don't want to assume.
Oh, no, I was like a natural birth.
Okay. Yeah. What it was like to give birth to you.
What?
Just what the experience was like for her.
Oh, this is so complicated.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Can you text her? Can you leave her a text? And you know, she may or may not answer.
Yeah, I'll send her a voice message actually.
Okay.
My mom's always on her phone, so I'm surprised. But I think she might have friends in town.
Mm-hmm.
Hey mom, this is pretty random, but I was talking with some friends about like childbirth and like whether men have any like equivalent to that. Like we were debating that getting hit in the nuts in terms of like momentary pain was like comparable, but I just like wanted I'll keep it short, but like a little rundown about like the experience of giving birth to me. Like also when I came out of the womb, like what was my vibe? Like, was I bringing some good energy? Just hit me back. Like I would appreciate it, but yeah, I know your friends are in town. So enjoy. If they have any insights on childbirth, feel free to, they can chip in if they want, but thanks.
Gorgeous.
Are you a voice message person? Like, do you send a lot of voice messages?
I send them sometimes. I'm so forgetful, so I prefer to text if it's anything that's not like just like casual convo. Yeah. But I don't do that much. Like, I'd rather just have a phone call with someone. Fair. But and if I'm texting you about like an actual plan or something, like I'm gonna forget it unless it's written. So sometimes if I like have a funny story to tell someone, I just want to tell it to them, then maybe.
Yeah, but usually for me, if it's that or like I just have a lot to like send someone.
Yeah.
Of course, I also get to, you know, infuse a little personality, but I didn't really do them until a couple months ago and I was inspired. I think they're good because it's like, and obviously I don't mean like voicemail. Like I never like call someone, like leave a voicemail, but
just
like
in
texting a thread.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just curious about that.
That just reminded me, I need to change my voicemail message thing back because two episodes ago, someone dared me to change my message box thing to being like a fake out where I was like, oh, hi, like it's me. Like, oh, sorry, I can't hear you. I don't need to change it back because one of these days, like, someone important is going to call me and it'll be messy.
Yeah. All right. I think you got one more truth or dare, right?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Right. Truth or dare.
What's a truth to close us out?
Okay. Yeah. All right. If you could travel anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
I really want to go to Japan and I really want to go to Tokyo and Kyoto.
That's like my same answer right now.
And I've always really wanted to go, but my roommate is really into anime. And so he just showed me one. It was my first full anime watching.
Which one?
And Jujutsu Kaisen. It's I watched. But it's set in Tokyo, and I was like, I want to go to Tokyo. So
that's honestly probably my top choice right now too, actually.
Yeah.
It would be super fun.
It seems really fun. The food seems good. It seems like entertaining and vibrant. Yeah. So yeah.
100%.
I really want to go there, but we'll become the Paul brothers, and then we'll get ourselves into a boxing match in Tokyo.
But we won't do the Suicide Forest.
No. We're like, yeah. we're just we're a boxing.
We will just get sushi and maybe some sumo. I don't even know.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how it's going to work, but it'll happen.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining me on this episode.
Oh, of course.
Do you have any fun?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Do you have any like parting words of wisdom for my listeners? Anything you'd just like them to know or keep in mind?
No. I mean, not really. If you just, everyone have a great week. if you're listening, appreciate you. And shout out to you, Chicago.
Yeah.
The dynamic you, Chicago duo.
Mm-hmm. I love it when I have a another little U Chicago. Yeah. There's a lot of people out there from U Chicago who are doing great things, and I'm happy to see it.
But I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks. Thanks for being on.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we will, see more of each other in LA this summer. Mm-hmm. And thank you to everyone listening. I'll see you guys next time. Love you guys. Hosted on dimlywit.com.